All right, everyone, welcome back. This is session 3, episode something something. We'll get those episode times later. I'm Wolf the DM, and with me here is...
I'm Wilmer, our Dragonborn.
I'm Rob, the Changeling.
I am Marcel, and I'm the human. Help me, please.
Oh, God.
All right. As the ethereal god of this plane, no one helped the human.
Dang it.
Oh, God.
So you are on the Forgotten Land and an ash-covered ground. And the air is filled with ash as well. Volcanoes spew it into the air that surround the island. People covered in ash, branded with the mark of the wolf, come from underneath the ash and surround you. Young, old, weak, sick, tiefling, dragonborn, human, elf.
Oh my goodness, there's more than one of my kind. Holy hell! Hallelujah! Miracle!
They stand there looking at you confused. An ancient elf and an old tiefling woman walk up. The tiefling woman touches Rita's face, and the elf touches Narmo's face. Narmo, you're Rita, our grandparents? The women both nod. An old man pushes his way through the crowd. So, it is true. All hope is lost. The twin wolves are here. Wolfa's last hope. The man and everyone begin to sob.
Hold on a minute. What's going on here?
Eh.
The old man wipes the tears from his face. This is Lawless Prison Island.
Oh, fuck this. We're getting out of here now.
Is there a boat we can get the hell off this planet? This.
He points to all the mountains. These mountains are volcanoes that are impassable. There's only one way out. It's through the Fortress Jericho.
And what is that?
It's the Drow Fortress that keeps us all here.
Hmm, some Drow.
Rita gets down on all fours, and Narmo steps up onto her back. Hope is not lost. We will take the Prison House Jericho and march into Sun Coast. The spider shall fall. He steps down.
The image of that makes me laugh. I can't.
Narmo steps down, Rita stands up, and Narmo starts making his way to a half-dilapidated house about half a mile away. As he leaves, the people start to cheer and roar in approval with applause.
Should we be following him? I feel like we should be following him.
Yeah, let's follow him.
All right.
As you follow Narmo into the house, there is a lone table, burnt but still structurally sound. Narmo seems to be looking around the room for something.
What are you looking for? You need some help?
Trap door.
Yeah.
Trap door.
Wait,
yes.
What?
He kicks some rubble and finds a hinge to the door in the half-collapsed part of the house.
Cool.
Here, let's clear away the rubble.
Okay.
Alright. Where the fuck is this going?
Everyone who wishes to help, it's a it's a strength check. A 15.
Right. Strength check of 15. 17.
13. Dang it.
10.
So the two mages start trying to push a boulder, and it's like, it's not going anywhere, and the Dragonborn just kind of starts pushing everything, and he just kind of pushes it all off the trapdoor, and all the rubble's cleared from the trapdoor. Normo swings it open and walks down.
Guess we follow him.
Yep. I'm going to take out the torch because I'm probably not going to see. Yay!
So you come down a set of staircase, and it opens up into a big cavern. Like, it's a clearly carved out square room cavern. Normo turns around and takes the torch from you.
The hell?
And he touches it to either side of the wall. It looks like there's this thing of oil that's on the walls that kind of go into these troughs, and the fire just kind of goes along, lighting up this whole new cavern, which goes probably about 60 feet, and it's about 30 feet wide.
Jesus.
And this room is filled with not only, it has a war table in it, and an armory. Normo looks around, the army of the wolf shall rise.
Oh, I am.
Oh my.
So as you guys notice, this there's shields, there's spears, there's armor. It's all in good condition. Like, it's extremely well preserved.
Who would leave this stuff here?
The wolf's army when it fell. Norma responds.
By whom? I know who felled this wolf's army.
Take your pick. The octopus, the spider, the shark, the squid, the lion. How many times we've fallen, I cannot count. Normo and Rita dust off the war table. The old man who originally greeted you walks down, and there's a female dragonborn following right behind him. And they start gathering around the table. The female dragonborn is the first to speak. The twins. Your speech, though uplifting, but a lie. How could you take a walled fortress of 400 drow stationed to defend it? Normo and Rita look at each other and start laughing and rolling on the floor. The old man and Dragonborn just look at each other confused.
400 drow.
Rita composes herself first. With three simple steps. Normo then composes himself. 1, makeshift army will march on the fortress in 3 days. Rita, 2, the kingmakers will split up into 2 teams. Team Assassin, Normo, and Team Chaos. Team Assassin will sneak into the fortress and kill the commander, killing the head of the snake. Rita, Team Chaos. Us will disguise themselves as drow and relay false orders to the drow.
What team are we part of? Which one?
Normo walks up to Gray and goes, "You, my friend, will be joining me on Team Chaos."
Naturally. Oh, as I turn into a drow right in front of him.
Brilliant! Works perfectly. Rita then walks up to the other two. You two will be Team Assassin. You're killing the drow commander.
Cool. Ooh. Kill stuff. Kill it. Kill it good. Kill it till it's dead. Wait.
The dragonborn and old man just kind of stare at them, dumbfounded by how this seems stupid. The dragonborn's first to speak. That seems way more complex than you make out to be. Training every
man, really not.
Woman, and child to wield a weapon will take longer than... Rita then chimes in. Not with a phalanx. Lock shields, stab, move back 10 minutes, rest for 50. Dragonborn and old man just look at each other, then look back. The dragonborn is again the first to speak. I'm sorry, we've gotten off on the wrong foot. I am Nala. I will join to see what comes of this battle. The old man then speaks. I am Realm. I see if I can convince the people, but maybe 400 at most, unless... The old man cuts himself off and stares off into the distance.
What is he staring at? I'm going to whisper that to Marcel.
What's hey, what now, man? I don't know. But you might like the old wall.
Do you know what he's staring at?
No idea.
Narmo goes, steps up and goes, only 400. What are you not telling us? Well, there is a rebel drows and goblins that are trapped in here with us, too.
More killing stuff. More corpses. All right.
Narmo turns around and looks at you and goes, I think he's suggesting we convince them to join us.
Damn it!
That's a better idea.
Considering we only have 400 capable of wielding weapons, we have enough in here for an army of 1,000.
Bobby, you want to go ahead and, like, turn into a hobgoblin and, like, talk to the goblins?
Okay.
Narmo then chimes in. I can convince the drow to join us.
All right. Sounds good. Let's start getting a war map ready then.
Wait, does this place have one? I look around. It looks around for one.
There isn't a war map per se, but there is plenty of well-preserved paper in the war room shelves with scrolls, and you can probably find something that's...
is that investigation?
No, I think you can just look through them and see if there's anything that's blank.
I guess we'll look through them then.
And I'll look through them.
You find blank paper. There's plenty of it. Like, they clearly were ready to... They had this place well stocked.
Okay. Well, let's convince the people. Let's set up scouts to survey the area so we can get a war map drawn up then. And then we'll start battle planning.
Okay. So, Realm goes up and tells you the directions to where the goblins and the drows are encamped. So I'm guessing you guys are going to the goblins and Narmo is going alone, or?
I'll go with, because boredom.
So Marcel's going with Narmo?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was always good to have backup. That was good. Yeah.
I'll follow along to the goblins.
All right. So team goblin, team drow. So, let's take care of the goblins first. So, as you walk, you probably go about a mile, and you start seeing fires, and it looks like they're a really well-entrenched camp. For the goblins. What do you guys do to approach?
I turn into a hobgoblin.
Okay.
Then I turn to Yurikil. Right. And then I say, I just realized I don't speak goblin.
Hobgoblins speak common.
Right.
Are there hobgoblins in camp?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You can clearly see one standing at the gate.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
And I'll come with you and act as the diplomat.
Okay.
That sounds like a good choice.
So introduction and a diplomat. Okay, got it. So as you approach, the hobgoblin goes, "Hodazapot."
I do. It's Gray.
Gray.
And this is.
I am the diplomat of the wolf. I would like to speak to your chief.
Queer name for a goblin. Gray.
Sorry, this is, I'm a little bit too anxious.
Take your time, you're doing fine.
Man, I thought I just didn't talk. I didn't know I couldn't talk.
Breathe. It's okay. Don't worry. You're talking to pretend goblin to hobgoblins in your mind. They're not real. Breathe. They're not real. They're not gonna hurt you. They're not gonna hurt you.
I don't have an excuse for choosing Gray as in not coming up with a fake name. I don't know what goblin names are. I have no idea what to go from here.
I whisper to you, just say you're from like the South or something.
I'm from the South.
Hold on.
Very common there.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion check.
Persuasion.
Yeah. You're looking for a 2.
Natural 20 plus 7.
Yes! Oh, thank God.
The goblin turns around and just opens the gate. Come in, friend. And what were you, diplomat?
Yes.
To see chief?
Yes, your chief or your elder.
Please go in. I know not of these matters.
All right. Let's. Great. I don't know where the elder is located.
This time the goblin hears you and goes, center village, big fire.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Makes sense.
So as you walk, you guys feel the goblins stare at you. Actually, more importantly, at the dragonborn.
I feel like they don't like me here.
Like there's a festival or something going on, and clearly you are interrupting. But since you're being guided by another goblin, a hobgoblin nonetheless, they all just kind of stay quiet. You hear some hush whispers from goblin from ear to ear, mostly from children. And as you approach the big fire, there's a lot of like music, banging of drums and everything. And as you guys approach, it just all stops. They're all looking at you.
Let's just get through this quickly.
This hobgoblin who is wearing a skull. It looks like a skull of a canine of some sort or something on his head. He's hunched over and he's really old for a goblin. And he walks up, and he comes up to you, Wilmer, and taps you on the nose with his staff.
Hello there. Are you the chief of this goblin tribe?
Chief?
Elder, shaman.
We have no chief, sadly. We have nothing, really. We are goblin prisoners. What brings you here?
We're going up against the drow, and we would like your cooperation and your alliance.
The drow? Who?
Yes.
Who sends you?
I'm part of the wolf.
The wolf? They have no leader. Be gone. He turns around.
We may have no leader, but we can get out of here. But we need your help.
His ear twitches at that and turns around. He then points to himself. Maggot.
Maggot?
Come. And okay. he walks into a goblin hut that you're going to have to get down on all fours and crawl into.
Okay. We're going to try.
Roll me a dexterity. just see if you tear it down.
Oh, God. Okay, that's a 15.
Okay. Good. So okay, you enter and you're curled up into like this fetal position ball. You're huge. Like your head is against the ceiling. You actually fit fine, Gray. As you sit down, and he regards you and he goes, "Wolf wants to get out. We want to get out. But fortress in the way. Do you have weapons? Do you have army? Plan?"
"We are building up a plan right now. We need your help so we can fully get this going."
Roll me a persuasion check.
All right. 13.
The goblin chief turns and whispers something in goblin to another goblin, and he comes out. Maggot then turns to you and goes, "Good faith." And they drag in a... Mike, describe your character.
Human male fighter wearing chainmail armor with a longsword and shield and has scars on his face with brown hair.
You guys also notice, again, just like the tiefling that you guys met last session, he also has a mark behind his right ear that kind of glows, the mark of the wolf.
"I would appreciate it if you didn't drag me, you goblins."
"Good faith, you are free." He motions for all of you to leave. Wilmer, make me another dexterity check as you exit.
God. Oh, Lord, please help me. Okay, we're going to roll this guy. That's a 9, Wolfie.
Oh, hold on 1 second. Roll me a strength check.
Oh, no.
What's the quality of a goblin hut, I wonder? Oh, dear.
Oh, that's a critical fail. That's a critical fail. Oh, my God.
Well, guess what critical failed in strength? The goblin hut. You just pull the whole thing down.
Oh, God.
Thankfully, it's just a bunch of... it's just a bunch of twigs and everything and like straw, so it just kind of falls down. It doesn't hurt anyone. Wait, does it? Hold up. No, it doesn't. It falls down and the chief goes, "Not again."
We can help you with the construction of better huts.
We no need of this village anymore. This village will be gone once we exit. Says something in goblin. Now the whole camp is staring at you. There is a goblin who was walking across coals, and he's standing there staring at you. Like, you've distracted even him. The chief goes, says something on goblin, and they all cheer, and they start lining up behind you.
All right.
So does anyone know what they're saying?
Nope. No one does, but, you know, we're going to be off to...
That Maggot comes up beside you, Wilmer, and goes, "We go to war with you."
All right. Let's head back to our camp and let's start drafting war plans.
All right. Now, as you guys head back, we're going to check in with Team Drow.
Marcel.
And
yeah.
wait, do you want to know my character's name?
We'll find that out here in a little bit.
Whoops.
Oh, okay. The goblins didn't give you time to introduce yourself. They just kind of dragged you in after bringing you out of a cage. So,
wait,
and then someone destroyed a house.
My character was in a cage? Hmm.
Yeah. It was the best way to introduce your character. With the drow...
Seems to be embarrassing if a fighter male character, but well, whatever works.
It was like 500 goblins. Not really much you can do, and you're on a prison island, so... So with Team Drow...
Doing an uprising.
That's the plan, Mike. That is the plan.
Okay.
Marcel, you and Narmo walk up. The Drow camp is really well-constructed huts. It looks... like, there's a bunch of drows, and they're just kind of sitting there. Most of them are male, and they're kind of hunched over by their fires. They're trying to keep warm. They've got really well-constructed huts for what you've seen so far. And as you approach, one of the drows stand up and goes, "Hey, you, what are you doing here?"
Wait, who's he talking to? Me or
both of you?
Oh, okay.
Narmo responds in a language. Wait, do you know Undercommon?
Nope.
Okay.
I wouldn't have.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine, guys. Narmo then speaks up in a language that you clearly don't understand. And the drow turns around, looks at everybody, and then he motions for you guys to come, and he guides you to a big, well-constructed hut. As you guys enter, there's an old man and an old woman sitting on a cushion. They're naked. And you enter... and they kind of look at you, waiting for you to say something. Narmo continues to speak in the strange language. And they kind of look at each other. Then they respond in common. "Is that your champion?" Pointing to you, Marcel.
I wouldn't consider myself a champion sorts, but sure.
The woman goes, "You are not Kingmaker."
"Yeah, I am."
She then motions to someone sitting in the corner. "Werner, if you really Kingmaker, make him yield to you." And this guy is a big fighter type who stands up.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna try to kick him in the nuts as hard as I can.
Okay.
I don't know what that is, but I'll roll I guess my strength, yep. I'm guessing, right?
Give me a strength check.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Modify 20.
So he goes lights out. It wasn't even a duel. You suspect that he's severely weakened from being in a prison.
Oh.
And they kind of blink. He's not dead. He's alive. Narmo then says something very stoically, in Undercommon, which again you don't understand, and they nod. They say something to another drow who goes and fetches a younger drow that looks very similar to them and the guy you just kicked between the legs, but he's smaller frame and he looks like a, he's kind of roguish, but he's also, pretty strong. Like, he's clearly well-built and well-fed. And he looks at you and Narmer and goes, okay, I'll come along. And so he exits, and he says something to the drow, and they all start forming up, and you guys march back to the place before.
I'm going to talk to her, Irma, I'm going to whisper to her, like, did I do something wrong?
You mean him, Narmer?
Yeah, Narmer. Yeah.
Oh, Narmer goes, no, you showed great strength, and you crippled someone forever. You have won us another piece to the army that we need. I only hope the others fared so easily.
You just destroyed someone's child makers, man. You may be a kingmaker, but you can destroy a child maker.
That's my nickname from now on.
Destroyer of child makers.
Somebody should draw that too.
You didn't even get to combat. You just went, Kung Fu kicking him two legs.
Oh, it hurts me just to think. Just think of, like, his child makers going up into his body.
When I rolled for that, I rolled his health on a D12. He had one. You knocked him out with a single kick.
A kick in the nards. The perfect spot.
Like, if he had rolled like a 6, you would have been in trouble. Because then it would have been his turn. So as you guys march back, you actually see each other and the army that's following through the thick ash. And Maggot says something in Goblin to one of the younger warrior goblins who storms up, and the young drow who followed you guys, they storm up, and it looks like they're about to fight each other.
Uh-oh.
I roar. I guess I'll roar to quiet them down.
Okay. Roll me an intimidation.
Mod 20.
Okay, everyone looks at you, and they're in surprise. That's when Rita comes up, and she's holding 3 packs of gear, and she throws it at the drow, knocking him to the ground. And she then takes the other pack and hits the, she throws it dodgeball style right at the goblin.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
But what if there aren't such things as wrenches?
And the goblin and,
probably is.
The goblin and the drow look like they're about to hiss words at her. And she's like, shut up, I am your military commander. And they both kind of look at each other confused. Under my unit, you will respect each other. She turns around and just walks away, not giving them a chance for another word.
I'll whisper to the hobgoblin commander, Maggot, and just like, listen to her. She can hurt your child makers.
Wait a second, that's me. What the heck, dude?
See, you kick, Rita would take her sword and slowly saw it off.
Yeah.
I'm the only child taker here.
Rita on a thought turns around and goes, I wish for one person from the goblin and one person from the drow to come down to the war rooms. You will be be selected by vote by your group. Oop, and you will act as prisonary commanders. She turns around and walks down to the war room. And the two groups kind of break off and they start talking amongst themselves, deciding who will go. Narmo waves for you, Gray, and Wilmer to come down to the war room.
Okay. I guess we'll go down.
Narmo comes up to you, Wilmer, and goes, "Who is that man with you?"
Which one?
The human.
He's one of the prisoners of the goblin. They set him free once we came over there. He has the mark of the wolf. I guess he's another kingmaker.
Another kingmaker. Very interesting.
Wait, didn't the other ones die? All the previous die at some point?
Yeah, they did. But remember, that was 1,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's kind of odd to me that, you know, I'm speaking in character. Yeah.
Well, remember your friend, the tiefling, he was a kingmaker too. They could come from other groups because they resist and Wolfa divines to save them. Who knows? So as you guys enter the war room, I think we'll end that right here.